As Bill Estep said,
there's places that you pass tourism attractions while you're going someplace, and maybe you'll stop and add that in your itinerary. Lynch is not on the way to anywhere. You have to be going to Lynch to get to Lynch.
Malcolm Wilson went to Lynch to get to Lynch for our latest Humans of Central Appalachia interview. And for this one, he looked up an old friend of his father's.
Oh, man. I got some really good stories there.
Allow us to introduce Melvin Hardy, Jr.
Do you consider yourself a hillbilly?
Yep. And glad to be one.
And what's that mean to you?
It means that there's a union of people that grow up in the mountains that had pride in where they grew up and pride in the people they grew up with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you change? Would you?
No. I had opportunity. I could have gone anywhere and lived. I would never be comfortable anywhere in the world but those mountains there in Harlan County. I don't mind going, you know, to visit New York City or the Grand Canyon or Yosemite or Florida. But after a week and a half, 2 weeks at the most, I'm ready to head back to the hills of Harlan County.
Earlier, we talked about the history of Benham and Lynch as towns created by the coal companies to house their labor and their families.
They provided the best of everything. The big store there, the big company store. In all my travels, I've never seen a bigger company store than the one there at Lynch that U.S. Steel had. And they provided the best. Well, they had tailor-made suits for the men. They had the best materials and dresses for the women. And the furniture was of the best. But now, when you look back on that situation, and when you really boil it down, it was a form of communism because they owned you. And, you know, you bought everything from their store. They paid you in their money. You lived in their houses. Their plant protection or security was the police force. And if you didn't abide by their laws and their ways, if a man didn't work right or didn't treat his family right, he'd come out of work and his furniture and stuff was sitting outdoors. He had to leave, which was probably good anyway if he didn't treat his family right. But it was a form of communism, but U.S. Steel was the best company in that area to work for.
People in other parts of the country might assume that Melvin Hardy must have had it rough, being African-American, growing up in mostly white Harlan County, Kentucky.
African-American and growing up there was also, you know, it wasn't perfect. You had a few problems from time to time, but for the most part, everybody got along just great. It was sort of like a melting pot that started back before I was born, when you had the blacks that came up from the South, from Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia and places like that. And you had Germans and Jewish people and Italians and Hungarians that came down from the Northeast up in New Jersey and New York.
So all of these people from so many different places and cultures all gathered together in this remote corner of Kentucky. And they had each other's backs.
Your family or your parents weren't around and you were getting out of line, somebody else's mom and dad put you in your place. And then your mom and dad thanked them for doing it. They didn't go jump on them for doing it. They thanked them for letting them know that your child was out of line. And the teachers did the same thing. We had great teachers, teachers that had family values and high moral values. And not only that, but they were great teachers, too.
Mr. Hardy shares with many who have been interviewed for this series a view of how outside media has portrayed the people of Appalachia.
They would seemingly intentionally find the most uneducated person that they could find in Appalachia to interview, which is not right. Not everybody in the city is educated, and not everybody in Appalachia is educated. But they all have the right to live their lives the way they see fit. And there are some really, really intelligent people in Appalachia, whether they've got a college degree or a high school degree, some really intelligent people.
And about life in the town that you have to go to get to?
Raising kids in Lynch, Benham, and Cumberland, not a better place in the country, I don't think, to raise kids than there.
Melvin Hardy Jr. of Lynch, Kentucky, the latest of our Humans of Central Appalachia series. Malcolm Wilson is gearing up for another round of interviews, and we'll have a lot more soon.